the life. Their flocks, their orchards, their conversations. Women only have their children and caring for their children.
A yearning that becomes an obsession.
I thought I heard a child crying.
Yes.
Close by.
Federico García Lorca's play, Yerma.
If I could shout, I would rouse the whole village so they could see what's become of my family honour, but I have to choke it back and keep quiet because you are my wife.
Drama on 3, tonight at 8.
That's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's just after 1 o'clock. Time for the news now, read by John Shea.
The new leader of the Labour Party, Ed Miliband, has insisted he will be his own man and denied claims that he will be in the pocket of the trade unions whose support helped secure his victory. He was speaking after beating his elder brother David by just 1.3% of the vote. In a BBC interview this morning, Ed Miliband denied that his leadership represented a lurch to the left. Palestinian and Israeli negotiators are trying to find a way to keep peace talks going despite the ending of a partial freeze on settlement building in the West Bank. The 10-month moratorium is due to expire later today, threatening to undermine a fresh impetus in the process. This morning, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged Jewish settlers to act with restraint. The Spanish government has rejected a statement from the Basque separatist group ETA that its ceasefire will be permanent and verifiable. In an interview with a Basque newspaper, two ETA representatives said the group was willing to take further steps towards a negotiated end to its violent campaign for independence. More than 800 people have been killed in ETA's campaign of shootings and bombings, which began more than 50 years ago. The Indian government has warned that the village for athletes competing in the Commonwealth Games won't be finished until Wednesday, 4 days before the opening ceremony. Despite this, the Welsh and Scottish teams have now moved into their accommodation in Delhi. There's concern for a British woman living in Hong Kong who's been missing in the Philippines for 2 weeks. Carol Day was making a regular business trip to Manila, but has not been heard from since September the 12th. The Philippines government has made the search for her a high priority. And the weather. It'll stay fine in the northwest, the north and west of the country. The southeast will be cloudier with showers over East Anglia and Kent. Overnight, the rain will spread to many central and eastern areas, but become light. The news and weather on BBC Radio 3 at almost 3 minutes past one.
And that was John Shea. I'm Jill Anderson. Good afternoon to you. In an hour's time, Chichi Nwanuku will be here with Radio 3 Requests. And we'll be hearing works by Michael Haydn, Otto Olsen and Ethel Smythe. And the guest requester is the tenor Ian Bostridge. But now, the Early Music Show with highlights from this year's York Early Music Festival. And today, Catherine Bott focuses on music for a Renaissance Jewish wedding.
The lovely bride steps slowly and gracefully through the room, dressed in white silk and red velvet, with pearls and ribbons threaded through her hair. Her wedding singers offer advice. Lady, see your husband often. Serve him well, be he old, young, or just a boy. Soon she will be joined by her handsome bridegroom, and they will stand under the ritual canopy, the chuppah, to be married. In today's Early Music Show, an evocation of a Jewish wedding in Renaissance Italy, carefully researched and lovingly performed by Ensemble Lucidarium in a concert given as part of the 2010 York Early Music Festival. In a few minutes, the wedding itself, from the arrival of the groom to the revelry after the ceremony, with only very brief scene painting from me. So let's begin by putting the event into context. It wouldn't have been anything out of the ordinary for a 16th century Italian Jew to have cousins who spoke German, an aunt who'd married a Spanish refugee, or in-laws who came from a different Italian city, all of them bringing their own customs and liturgical melodies. During rehearsals, I asked Avery Gosfield, co-director of Ensemble Lucidarium, to confirm that Italian Jews were Europe's oldest ethnic minority.
Yes, as a matter of fact, they came to Rome with the Romans. Actually, before the fall of the Second Temple, they lived in pre-Christian Rome. So it really is Europe's oldest ethnic minority.
So this Jewish wedding that you are recreating, not literally, but in atmosphere, is it something that Italian Jewish people would recognize now?
Well, certain melodies are taken directly from the Italian liturgy. And if you'll hear them, you really couldn't say when they're from, because they've been retained in the tradition. The tunes to the liturgy are written down, as in the case of Gregorian chant, and really kind of set in stone. The words stay the same, but the melodies change from place to place. And Italy was actually a bit insane for this, because often every town had its liturgy. And as a matter of fact, in a case like Venice, you had four different synagogues. You had the Italian synagogue, you had the German synagogue, you had the Spanish synagogue, and you had the Levantine, the Eastern synagogue. And every synagogue in Venice had a different tune for their liturgy. And then, you know, you have to multiply this by all of the communities, Gorizia, Rome, Pitigliano, Florence. And we drew on this extremely rich material, and also the piyut, which are Hebrew poems, which are non-liturgical, but they're often linked to celebrations, either during the liturgical year or for celebrations of the life cycle, like a wedding.
Avery Gosfield of Ensemble Lucidarium, who plays pipe and tabba and recorder. She was joined for this performance in the Sir Jack Lyons Concert Hall of York University by seven colleagues, singers and instrumentalists, who between them played fiddle, recorders, lute and guitar, hammer dulcimer and percussion. Together, they brought all the ritual elements of a Renaissance Jewish wedding to life, drawing on both Sephardic and Ashkenazi traditions, music of several different countries, and languages including Hebrew and Yiddish, Spanish, Italian, and English. Before we become members of the wedding, there's one more thing to tell you. A vital part of this performance was played by the two dancers who represented the bride and groom, the historical dance specialists Bruna Gondoni and Marco Bendoni.
There were a lot of Jewish dance masters during the Renaissance, so the dance element is very important in the Jewish context. And we're also very, very fortunate to have two of the leading experts in historical dance with us, Bruna Gondoni and Marco Bendoni, who basically work with every early music group in Europe. They're also extremely open, so that when we presented them with this project, they were happy to have the challenge of miming the bride and groom or perhaps improvising. For example, you can't see it on the radio, but the bride's arrival is improvised using historical steps. And it's very nice also because as we improvise on historical models, so do they.
Avery Gosfield. So now let's join the wedding party. The bride has arrived, and it's time for the entrance of the groom, as he strides in doublet and hose with short cape and a red velvet hat. His friends tell him, "You should love your wife, feed her, clothe her, and don't be stingy when it comes to her honour."
Thank you.
The bride has been joined by her groom. The happy couple reenact their courtship in a teasing, flirtatious dance to a French tune. Then they put on elaborate gold masks to move gravely through repeated reverences. As the song says, "By the Lord, I beg you, don't let me languish." now it's time for the bride to enter the mikveh, the ritual prenuptial bath. In Ensemble Lucidarium's performance, she wreathed herself in symbolic, diaphanous blue fabric to the words, "This bride, how white she is! Between a month and a day, this bride will bear a child. She bids farewell to her family and goes forth with her husband." And now an Italian wedding sonnet for the bridegroom. Lift your voice now in gladness and song, for the wedding day of the couple has now arrived.
Oh, no.
an Italian wedding sonnet for the bridegroom. In today's early music show, an evocation of a Jewish wedding in Renaissance Italy, carefully researched and lovingly performed by Ensemble Lucidarium in a concert given as part of the 2010 York Early Music Festival. The bride, now veiled, approaches her groom at the chuppa, the ritual wedding canopy, and walks round and round him. The door that was closed, stand up and open it, and the deer that flees, bring him to me. A wedding psalm is sung. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Next in Ensemble Lucidarium's beautiful evocation of a Renaissance Jewish wedding in Italy, it's time as the bride and groom stand at the chuppa for the seven blessings, with the final prayer, "May there ever be heard in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem voices of joy and gladness, voices of groom and bride, the voices of young people feasting and singing. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the groom to rejoice with his bride."
Abri marana marokata haroshem eloke Yeah.
With the breaking of the wine glass and the glad cry of Mazel Tov, the marriage is accomplished. The bride and groom disappear, perhaps in those days, to consummate their union, and the guests begin to celebrate. It all gets a bit raucous and irreverent, but hey, it's a wedding party. Avery Gosfield of Ensemble Lucidarium.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the material that we are using is extremely censored. There's this one kind of outburst by Enrico Fink, Elle divrei habares. It's a parody of a ketubah, which is the marriage contract, the same marriage contract that they would be fighting over until the moment of the marriage. Actually, what you're hearing is the only part that was presentable, and it's still quite vulgar.
As it is written in the golden rule, listen now to this great bunch of drool. This marriage is born under a lucky star. I foresee that the couple will be blessed with a lifetime of stress. May they bicker and curse one another all day for the rest of their lives. Der Hosen ist ein großer Flatter, ein Narren mit Bes, im Wart hat er will slays. The bridegroom pledges to remain fickle, to continue to act like a fool and to avoid all wiseness, bringing to the marriage every louse he finds in his beard. Nikales and Hefs and Wilden was Hochhoven eingilden. The bride on her side vows that all contagions and all skin diseases will be shared equally between her and her husband until death does them part. Esseres famem e alpayem, leisum fleten sein wind und weh, 10 times 100,000 lice and fleas, sure to make the bridegroom's skin scratch and itch.
Ein blumig Messiah, gefüttert mit das alles von Mitzrayim. The inhabitants of an insane asylum, together with a pair of knitted trousers and one pair of blue drawers, lined with each and every one of the 10 plagues of Egypt. And from the grandfather-in-law's stepdaughter's grandson, a case of diarrhea as long as Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Rats and 50 mice, 100 bugs and crabs by the thousands, as well as a slightly dim mind. But the best engagement gift of all is already there in the bride's belly.
After everyone's had a good laugh at that parody of a marriage contract, the bride and groom re-enter, newly arrayed in even more splendid outfits and stamping the ground in an earthy, knowing dance, the groom playing castanets. The solemnities are over and the songs are pure frivolity. I know who's having fun, fa-la-la. I know who's in favour, but I won't tell you. As the old proverb says, he who has had, fa-la-la-la-la. Finally, as the happy couple make reverence to the celebrant and to all their guests, we hear the concluding song, Kehikinoa. Take this harp, express your joy in a voice of merriment, add many songs to the voice of the groom and the bride. May the rejoicing of the groom be firmly set in the secrets of the Torah. Wedding is complete, and so is this enactment, performed by Ensemble Lucidarium and recorded at the 2010 York Early Music Festival. The singers and musicians were Gloria Moretti, Enrico Fink, Viva Biancaluna Biffi, Avery Gosfield, Marco Ferrari, Francis Biggi, Elisabetta Benfenati and Massimiliano Dragoni, with the dancers Bruna Gondoni and Marco Bendoni, unseen, alas, on radio, but contributing so much to the enjoyment of the audience in York. And there's another weekend of broadcasts from York coming up. Next Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. I'll be introducing London Baroque and a semi-stage performance of Blow's opera Venus and Adonis.
Catherine Bott presented today's Early Music Show, which was recorded at this year's York Early Music Festival. The producer was Chris Wines. And further details about today's music can be found on the Early Music Show website. That's at bbc.co.uk/radio3. And Catherine Bott returns later this afternoon when she presents another programme from the York Early Music Festival. In Discovering Music today, she looks at three masterpieces of English polyphony, and that's at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Well, coming up in an hour's time, another chance to hear Wednesday's choral evensong service from Chichester Cathedral during the Southern Cathedrals Festival. Music by S.S. Wesley, Tompkins and Harris. That's 4 o'clock choral evensong. But now at 2 o'clock, here's Chichi Nwanuku with 2 hours of Radio 3 requests.
Thank you. Ian and Erica Smith of Kelso, Scotland, start things off in a celebratory way with a request for their recent wedding anniversary. And this may be a first on Radio 3, Michael Haydn's Symphony No. 33. The Smiths urge us to listen, saying, "We find it difficult to understand how a work of this calibre can remain unknown and unplayed for so long. The first and last movements in particular are of superb quality and every bit as good as comparable pieces by Michael Haydn's brother and Mozart. So we do hope you'll include it in your programme." With pleasure. And once you've heard this symphony, maybe you'll also understand why so many of Michael Haydn's pieces were often attributed to Mozart. Here's Michael Haydn's Symphony No. 33 with the German Chamber Academy Neuss, conducted by Frank Behrmann.